We're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today.
Coach wanted to get into the NBA talk, and it's like, if he wants to, we have the big trade.
We can do that. Just a little bit.
Are you a Knicks fan?
No, I'm not. I mean, I follow it, but I wouldn't say I'm a Knicks fan. I did think it was funny today. I saw somewhere on Twitter that somebody made the comment that it's funny, or it's great to see the Knicks clearing all this cap space for next year since Melo's going to be back. He'll be back on the market. So. Yeah.
Well, but also, too,
he's made appearances at MSG, and they still love him there, apparently.
That's true.
What about the situation in New Orleans with AD?
You know, it's fascinating. But, you know, I get both sides. You know, again, they're sitting him out. They don't want to see him get injured. I guess he's coming. He has a fractured finger right now, so he technically can't play. But I think what makes that situation so much different than what they had with Kawhi, like you guys were talking about last year, Kawhi, he shrugged that out and he complained and he sat in the sidelines, where, you know, the Pelicans are in a great position because they've got so many different suitors, and the suitors that they're looking to trade with have so much talent. So they're well off if they make a trade with the Lakers. They're well off if they make a trade with Boston. You know, so they're in a good situation, so you don't have their fans sitting there constantly complaining about, well, we're going to get left with nothing. Where Kawhi, you know, they didn't know who they were going to trade with, and, I mean, that was such a circus, too. So I think that's why you don't see the Pelicans fans in an uproar, is that they know they're going to get probably a good pick in the draft, plus whoever they trade with, they're going to get, a stockpile of talent back. So they're in a good spot. And again, with the Porzingis thing, even going to I think that's crazy, too. You're going to trade for a guy who hasn't played a basketball game in over a year?
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't know what – and they have to do
off his talent.
Yeah, exactly. And they got to do physicals and all that stuff too. But I think that's a pretty – it's a risk. I mean, if it pays off, they've got a heck of a duo there. But that's such a risk to take a guy who hasn't played.
That's kind of Mark Cuban's MO of taking those risks. So
yep.
Let me throw out a couple numbers at you as we get back into our conversation now. 92-70.
Mm.
What does that remind you of?
Some bad defense.
That would be the last time
a lot of three pointers early in the first quarter.
That would be the last time we played the Lady Thunderbirds at Sweet Erickson Gymnasium. Uh-huh. Again, Jay Johnson came out and she was on a ball of fire. I mean, she couldn't miss.
Yeah,
they came out and threw up. Well, let me see if I got the numbers right here. They threw up 40 three pointers against you and connected on 16.
Mm-hmm.
So. As I've seen you bounce back and forth, 2-3 and man-to-man.
Yeah.
This is the team that's tough to defense either way.
Yeah, and I think that's the one thing that when you watch them play against other teams, you see other teams really struggle with that too. You'll see some come out with some 2-3. You see some come out in man-to-man, 1-3-1. I mean, it's you kind of see everybody throw everything at them, you know, the kitchen sink and everything. So, you know, one thing that consistently worked pretty well against them even last year was playing zone against them. Northwest College gave them fits twice. You know, a couple of teams that they struggled with and had lost to had zoned them. So, again, if you get them to miss early, you know, you can get them frustrated. But, I mean, out of those, like you said, they hit 16 of them. They hit 9 of those in the first quarter. So once we settled in, kind of adjusted, we ended up playing most of that game man-to-man. We competed a lot better on the defensive end the final three quarters. But, I just digging that first quarter hole, it was pretty damaging.
One thing they have proven, they're goddesses at Sweet Erickson Gymnasium, mortal on the road. They're 8-5 on the road. They're 10-0 at home. So with that being said, and again, you know, it's JUCO basketball, but enemy gyms are enemy gyms. And again, we get them in our place, different setting. Yep. What do you think?
Yeah, and, you know, again, even looking back to a week ago, they played at Western Wyoming, and we're down 2-3 points at halftime to the team that's sitting in seventh place. So you've got to do enough to slow them down, frustrate them, make them take tougher shots. Again, I want to say, despite them hitting all those threes, they also had 36 points in the paint. So again, they got their points in the paint, they hit their threes, they got to the free throw line. You got to take something away when you play a great team like that. And again, they had a couple players that typically hadn't hit shots that made. Just again, the hit shots coming off, stepping back behind a ball screen, and you'd watched them the previous two games missing, you know, miss after miss after miss. So they played extremely well on offense, and again, we'll adjust our game plan this time, and we've got to play better defensively.
Now, with again, theorizing of what's going to happen to come on Saturday, at least looking at the standings, is this able to say that it's battle for first place in Region 9 North between these two coming up this Saturday?
It really is at this point. If we can get the split with them, it gives you an opportunity to go and try and win out just like they're going to try to do. It just all depends on the schedule and how it plays out from there. So if we can get the split, it puts us in a tie for first, and then, you know, whatever happens from there happens. We have to win out, and they would have to win out too for us to finish in a tie. So, again, if they go up two with six games to play, you have to then hope for upsets, and then they still own that head-to-head tiebreaker. So, for us, it's important. We need to play well and see if we can get the split here at home.
And with that, that's what I alluded to, at least coming up this Saturday here on 1480 K-Ray, 1480 AM, 101.1 FM, 1480KRay.com, and video live streaming, as always, on Periscope and the 1480 K-Ray YouTube channel. Five different ways to tune in. It will be battle of number one versus number two in the Region 9 North. Again, Casper Lady Thunderbirds over at the rack. We'll at least take on the LCCC Lady Golden Eagles. Again, the Lady Golden Eagles on a five-game winning streak at this.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Coach. You know, we think about this team. They're a good transition team. Mm-hmm. They're big. Yep. They could shoot from the outside. Our ladies right now are shooting well from the outside, mm-hmm. battling hard under the boards, and good transition. I mean, again, if you look at what we have accomplished over the last five games, we can match up with them, but on paper, they still look like they've got, you know, that one ace in the hole. So do you want to slow them down, and do you want to continue with your type of game? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be watching film on you and knowing that they need to slow you down as well, too.
Yeah, and that's a great question. It's something that, again, that I've kind of been thinking back and forth about. Do you want to try and slow these guys down? You know, you slow it down, then that's really when they start playing their, you know, they're pounded inside to the 6-2 and letting her go to work. So, you know, I've seen it work both ways. I've seen NJC earlier this year. They actually tried speeding it up even more. They picked them up full court, and that's when they upset them the first time at home. And then they flipped it around, went up to Casper, and lost by 20. So, again, it can play either way. You just got to find a way, though, to I would say whether you speed them up or slow them down, you have to take away something that they do offensively well. So whether that's shooting the threes, you got to lock down there, let them have their points inside or at least try and play even, or you got to take everything away from inside and on the free throw line and make them shoot. So, but again, bottom line, you just have to take one of those things away.
Final thought for me here is we got to wrap things up. Confidence. Mm-hmm. And one of the nice things, too, that your Lady Golden Eagles are not, hey, we're the greatest thing since sliced bread, but they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. How much does that add to the equation heading into Saturday?
Well, you know, again, when we played them the first time around, you play Thursday, one day off, and then all of a sudden you're traveling up there. So, again, having that little bit of extra rest, I think, will help. But knowing kind of what to expect, and also knowing that we competed really well with them for three quarters. So again, the confidence thing shouldn't be a problem. And again, I don't feel like our kids should walk in there and be afraid to go play them a second time. So again, I think those things play into it. The fact that we've won five in a row, they should be playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, again, and being at home, that should help as well.
Brian Ortmeyer joining us on our LCCC Coaches Show. Good luck to you, Coach. We'll see you Saturday afternoon. And again, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with the men's head coach, Jason Ficka, joining us here as our LCCC Coaches Show continues for a Thursday afternoon. Brought to you by Laramie County Community College.